For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Families whose kids normally get free meals at school are eligible for an additional $114 per child per month in food assistance during the COVID-19 pandemic. But the USDA is approving states' applications to administer the pandemic EBT program slowly, and residents in both Kansas and Missouri are still waiting. Crystal Fitzsimons is with the Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit Food Research and Action Center.
You know, these are important benefits, and they help to stretch the budget at home. And now that kids don't have access to school breakfast and lunch, we need to make sure that we're giving the resources to the household so that they can purchase the food that they need.
Fitzsimons says even though school districts are distributing meals during the pandemic, nationwide they're only reaching about 20% of the families who need them. Columbia will receive more than $570,000 in grant money as part of the federal government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, and city officials are asking the public to help them figure out how to spend it. The public can help establish priorities for how to spend the money through the city's new online survey. The city is also convening a series of 6 Zoom sessions with a capacity of 10 residents each in order to collect input. The Columbia City Council addressed how best to reopen the city when the time comes during its regular Monday night meeting. The city and county are under a stay-at-home order that is set to end Friday, although Mayor Brian Treese said last week that the order is likely to be extended. Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services Director Stephanie Browning echoed this thought at the meeting. Browning said there are 4 conditions in order for the city to consider rolling back some of the restrictions in the stay-at-home order. The city must see a sustained reduction in cases for at least 2 weeks, meaning there would be no spikes in the number of positive cases. Hospitals must have the supplies and space to serve everyone in the region. Testing kits must be broadly available, and the health department must continue to be able to provide pandemic-related services, including contact tracing and case investigations. A $14.5 million bond issue to help finance a new terminal at Columbia Regional Airport won the unanimous approval of the Columbia City Council last night. While 4th Ward Councilman Ian Thomas expressed concern about long-term passenger demands for flights, City Councilor Nancy Thompson said the 15-year window should allow enough time to collect the necessary taxes to repay the bond. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.